with a group of Shmuel Shapira, a group of with Rav Shmuel, with a group of Shmuel joined a group that they went to the Kever of Yisro. You know, Yisro is also buried here in Israel. According to Masara. Where is he buried? What? Yeah, it's an Arab place. It's the Druze. The Druze are in charge of it. By the way, I heard a story about that place. It's a Druze. The Arab. Druzim, yeah. That once a Jewish family, Charedim, they wanted to go in. But the woman was wearing a wig and the Arabs didn't let her go in. She said, you can't go in. They told her, you can't go in with your head uncovered.
Like a
shaito? Yeah.
And these are
snails. Anyways, Shmuel went there in this place, right? And the Arabs don't let you go in there with shoes. You have to go without shoes. But they didn't know that. They didn't know Shmuel and his friends. So they went in with shoes. And then Arabs came in. They got very upset. They started beating them up. The Arabs. But the Shmuel was oblivious. He just stood holding something on something. Because he had a different problem. What was his problem? He heard from all the elders' voices and everything. He heard also a woman, one of the people beating him up. A woman. That was the worst. Everyone's opened their eyes to look for a place to run away because they were beating him up. The Shmuel's eyes was closed. He held something near the kever. He's just praying to Hashem to save him, that he won't see that woman. And they beat him up. He was a very skinny guy. They beat him up a mush. Right? It was blood, it was bleeding. Until the Arabs were, they were something, they calmed down, they took him out of there.
He didn't even want to hear the voice of a woman.
No, of course he heard the voice of a woman. He was afraid to open his eyes. Find a way out, yeah. Yeah. One day, his wife realized that he's going to sleep with his hands tied up with his garter.
His hands were tied up?
Yeah. So she asked him, what's the story? He said that he has a rash. He has a rash also down there in the breeze. He's afraid that in the middle of his sleep, he might need to, he wants to scratch. He doesn't want to scratch. So he tied himself. Anyway, it was the last 15 years of his life. He had a special eczema on the whole body or something. It was just terrible, terrible suffering. Terrible suffering. And but at the end of his life, it was impossible already for him. Couldn't so much suffering. They brought Dr. Schussheim to check it. And they told him 15 years already he had this. 15 years? He said, normal people will have this sort of thing. They go crazy. Literally, they go crazy. They don't have any Yishuv Hadas. And he always had Yishuv Hadas. His daughter, Rebbe Zin Frank, said that she never saw his feet. It was makpid to put on socks under the blanket. Even socks. Under the blanket. When he lived in Katamon, so Shmuel's house, it was right near the final stop of the bus. So there was a kiosk there and people were buying stuff. A lot of people were sitting there and joking around and all kinds of things. Now in order to, Shmuel didn't want to go next to such a place, he used to go all huge circle to go to the house, right in front of his house. He had all around, so he doesn't have to meet this place. Yeah.
He knew himself that he wouldn't fall.
Right, but they didn't want to. He was disgusted by that. When the summer, no, not this summer. You trust yourself. When the summer comes, can't used to come. You say, oh, the dark days are coming. The dark days, because the pritzos, right? Right, because anyway, him, anything that was outside his house or his smedrish was bad. He hardly went to weddings. He didn't even go to buy for Alba Minim. He went to send someone else to buy. He said, why? He said, no, I want to buy, but I'm afraid what one, if I see even one woman, it'll destroy my whole life. No, he guarded his eyes completely. Now, there were places that he had to go, and he really wanted to go. He used to go until 1967, right? From 1940 to 1967, you couldn't go to the Kotel. So they used to go to where? They used to go to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was by the Jews, outside the old city. And you were able to see the top of the Kotel or something like that, on the roof, of David HaMelech. So they went there. So you used to go there. So how do you go? You have to go from Katamon. You used to walk all the way to King George and then Yafo. That's how you went. I don't know why. Maybe because of the border. The border was there. You couldn't go the other way. So that's how you went. So you used to go. You have to go to King George. Now King George, talk about 45 years ago, 50 years ago, was also problematic. Well, today it's even worse. So what will you do? It's dangerous to go on the sidewalk. It's very dangerous. You might see a woman. So what did he do? He walked straight in the middle of the road. That's what he was with the eyes closed.
He didn't drive as fast as this.
What?
He didn't drive as fast.
And not as much. He did. A lot less cars were then in this country. And Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 1971, he was in Uman, the first time he was in Uman, came back and he broke his leg. So he had to be in the hospital. He didn't open his eyes at all in the hospital. And that's it. Okay, 2 more minutes, 4 more stories. Shmuel Shapira, right, he separated himself completely from the world. And this is the story, look how much he separated himself. Rabbi Shua Rubinstein, he's still around with us, he died in here for the almonds. He's an older guy, right? He's probably close to 80. Nah, maybe mid-70s, maybe. So he used to take Rabbi Shmuel to the old city. One time, they were taking, there was a dangerous turn, and a bus came and tried to bypass the little car, and they were thrown around. Rabbi Shmuel was scared, he opened his eye for a moment. And he saw the bus. He heard it screaming, and he opened his eyes suddenly, and he saw a bus. He said, what? There's such big buses in the world? Because last time he saw a bus was 1948, or something like that, when there was little buses. Yeah, you have to understand what the Shmuel was, huh? Shmuel. Tov, Yisar Koach, Yisar Koach.